USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The air in the northeastern USA is bad, but the fires in Canada that produce that smoke are still burning. And President Biden says he's answered Canada's call for more help.
I've decided to dictate a national interagency fire center response to Canada's request for additional firefighters and the fire suppression assets such as air tankers.
Biden says there are already about 600 Americans on the fire lines in Canada. In New York City, the smoke remains very unhealthy and very disruptive to tourists.
Definitely has taken fun out of what we're going to do. And we had show tickets, and that was canceled because of the weather. So that was a big bummer on that part.
We haven't changed anything, but we are aware that if we start feeling the effects of the smoke, we're getting inside.
And the smoke's affecting air travel from coast to coast, thanks to ground stops and delays in the Northeast. It's on. Ukraine's long-awaited counteroffensive against Russian forces have begun.
Both the U.S. and the U.K. says there has been intense fighting along big portions of the hundreds-mile-long front line. And some of the most intense is happening east of us here in Zaporizhia. Ukraine says it has Russian forces on the defensive. The Russians are saying their lines are holding.
NBC's Ralph Sanchez in southeast Ukraine. Lawmakers in Alabama must redraw the state's 7 congressional districts now that the Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that says Alabama's current district lines discriminate against black voters. One of the most influential men in Christian politics is gone. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and 700 Club host Pat Robertson transformed his 1988 presidential bid into the Christian Coalition, which campaigns for conservative candidates. Pat Robertson, who died today at his home in Virginia Beach, was 93. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Dozens of protesters showed up at the Utah State Capitol to object to a suburban Salt Lake City school district removing the Bible from some school libraries. A parent used Utah's new book banning criteria to show that the Bible's filled with sex and violence, and the district agreed. For years, the FBI has been looking to move out of its headquarters building in downtown Washington. As for the preferred choice,
a document from sources on Capitol Hill shows reasons why the FBI prefers the location in Virginia, according to WUSA 9. Proximity to its training academy and other facilities in Quantico could play a huge role in the final decision. The three sites the agency is choosing between are located in Springfield, Virginia, Greenbelt, Maryland, and Landover, Maryland. A decision on the location for the estimated $2 billion project that would house over 7,500 FBI employees could happen at any time. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
A security worker at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles is apologizing for tipping over a woman's food cart last weekend.
It was never my intent to harm any kids if they were harmed. So I express my apologies to them. I just hope everything can be okay moving forward.
But Marvin Carroll was fired from his security job after, while telling vendors to clear out after a Saturday concert, he flipped over a cart that injured a 12-year-old girl. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV, with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You